Kara Spencer had a front row seat to the birth of Lyft in St. Louis. The company's launch team worked out of Nebula, a shared office space near Cherokee Street, where Spencer's the business manager. She could walk out her front door and attend the launch party.
The launch party, the drivers seemed to be professional type folks. It was an overall really, really, really positive, fun vibe.
Spencer has taken cabs in other cities, but chose to use Lyft in St. Louis when she went out for a drink or just didn't want to drive.
For one thing, Lyft is less expensive. I got to see the driver before she arrived. It was just a way more casual and pleasurable experience than taking a cab has ever been for me.
Lyft bills itself as your friend with a car. Fuzzy pink mustaches adorn the bumpers of Lyft cars. The drivers are encouraged to give fist bumps, and payment is technically voluntary. But the terms of service make it clear that the company does not consider itself to be providing transportation services. And that's the central question. What is Lyft?
They are a vehicle for hire, and that's what we're supposed to deal with.
Neil Bruntrager is an attorney for the MTC, the region's taxi regulator.
In order to enable your app, you have to give them a credit card number. You are paying them, them being Lyft, and they're paying the drivers.
Allowing Lyft to operate without proper licensing, he says, would amount to a dereliction of the MTC's duty to keep people safe.
For everyone that has an MTC license, we've fully vetted that driver. We want to make sure that you have complete insurance. We want to make sure that the car is safe. And with Lyft, we don't get to do any of that.
No one from Lyft would comment on Tate for this story. In an emailed statement, spokeswoman Paige Thielen pointed out that the company checks the criminal and driving records of all its drivers and carries more than four times the commercial liability insurance required by the Vehicle for Hire Code. She added that applying the code to Lyft would be like, quote, fitting a square peg into a round hole. That's often the trouble when law tries to regulate technology, says Neil Richards, a law professor at Washington University.
Law and lawyers like to put things in boxes. And the great challenge of the times we're living in is a lot of those things that we know are being upended or blurred or altered in subtle or not so subtle ways.
The state of California was the first to realize it might have to change its rules if it wanted to keep an eye on Lyft. Cities across the country are now following suit. Councilman Jacob Frey is leading the effort in Minneapolis.
We all recognize that it's necessary to find some way to accommodate a new innovative business model. But at the end, there also needs to be equity and some regulation. So the fight is not if, it's more how.
St. Louis Alderman Scott Ogilvie shares Frey's view of the situation.
I do think it is symptomatic of city government having sort of an uneasy relationship with change. You know, you wouldn't look to our response as a model for moving forward.
But Ogilvie's ability to push for change is limited. The MTC is in charge of oversight here, not city or county government. Kara Spencer at Nebula says the MTC's heavy-handed response to Lyft has soured the mood in the city's startup community.
Young people are saying, we're trying to get new companies to come to St. Louis, and here we are stifling, you know, innovation.
The company is here to stay, she says, and regulators are going to have to come to terms with that. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.